This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding forth on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. I'm happy to be with you folks, wherever you are, whatever time of day or night it is. We're on several different stations, and we've recently gone on some new stations. I wish I could hear from some of you up there in Norfolk, Virginia, and Mount Airy, North Carolina, and over there in Jacksonville, Florida, and Huntington, West Virginia, and other places. So if you would, write me and let me know that you're hearing. Some of the stations I'm not hearing from anybody on. I may have to cancel this broadcast, take God's money and put it somewhere else. But if you would, write me, email me. My email address is pastor@radiomissions.org. And then if you would, look us up on our website. You'll see much about us here at Radio Missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers, where we send out God's message on a daily basis here. And if you would, our email, our website is radiomissions.org. And you can look on there and scroll down to our live streaming. We broadcast much of our work here live over the internet. So if you'd like to have more information, or if you'd like to be on our mailing list to receive our monthly magazine, The Voice of Truth, let me know. You can email me, let me know, and we'd be glad to do that. We're bringing you a series of studies on the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we know that not too many folks want to even think about the book of Revelation, but we're getting much pleasure, if you will, much enjoyment for bringing you these studies, looking there. And in our last study, we were there in the ninth chapter, looking at the trumpet judgments. And let's look in the 21st verse now of the ninth chapter. And we see there, neither repented they of their murders, sorcerers, fornications, nor of their thefts. Herein is revealed the attitude of one towards another. They repented not of their murders. These are things that are taking place during the tribulation period. And don't get it confused, my friend. You and I, if you know the Lord, we won't be here. The daily press fairly screams of killings and all of those things day by day. But we can almost cry out in the words of our Lord, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Lord. And listen, it is time now to cry loud and spare not. Turn to the Lord and live. Then next he said, they repented not of their sorceries. That word sorcery means the charming of others by use of drugs or magic, which is commonly practiced there in the pagan world and throughout our own country. It is the calling of evil, of the evil world into human affairs. Oh, listen, when men have turned away from Christ, as they have done today by the wholesale, and inevitably they turn to the evil world. They do not love the truth, will not have the truth. They worship their own opinions and count you as crazy when you adhere to the Word of God and stand up for the God's Word. And all of these false Bibles that we have now on the market, the NIV and all of those things, RSV, they worship their own opinions and count you as crazy. But listen, this also includes the fearful who are increasing by making use of dope in all of our lands now, either in the form of morphine, heroin, cocaine, cigarettes, liquor, wine, beer. Oh, listen, as we approach the nearer of the coming of our Lord, this world will be turned into one drunken drug age. The use of tobacco now is appalling. Drunkenness is amazing, and the increase in other forms of dope is beyond human conception today. Get this statement. The individual who has turned down Christ has one or two refuges today, either suicide or drug oblivion. That's happening every day, my friend, on the streets of our cities now. Men and women killing themselves because they have no hope. Now, let's listen to the next statement there. They repented not of their fornication. I wish you'd just look. Would you look around at your TVs and your newspaper and those things and the advertisement of the moving pictures now? Then visit out upon the highways in your homes and you'll see a wave of lust which has all but engulfed the whole earth. I know where we are here. The birth rate for our young girls is appalling. Single girls, no husband, no way of support, having babies. Listen, I have called your attention to this fact several times. that there's practically no Holy Spirit conviction manifested anywhere. I like to think back in the times of John Bunyan and John Warburton and those other great old men of God, where the Spirit's work was, this Holy Spirit was at work there in those preachers. And then we'd come along with a modernist. All of our modernists. You know what a modernist is? It's an individual who washes away, palms down, waters down the Word of God, and calls salvation a mere decision. Oh, I've heard folks say, have you made a decision yet? I had a man tell me recently that they were doing some missionary work, and they'd come up on these young children, teenagers. They say, "I already made a decision. I already made a decision," and yet they were selling their bodies in the street. Already made a decision. But listen, my friend, there's no Holy Spirit conviction manifested anywhere. God's Spirit is all but withdrawn, and the sinful heart of man has been turned over to uncleanness. We don't even have to mention the homosexuals, the same-sex marriages, and all of those things, my friend. And we do not realize, folks do not realize, the average person whom I'm speaking to does not realize that we have drifted so far towards the morals of Sodom and the lust of Gomorrah. And I ask you folks, many of you are church-going, clean, civil, moral, high moral characters. But listen, are you saved? Or did you just make a decision for Jesus? You only have to be out with a working man or woman there in the marketplace, and you'll realize that two things men and women are talking about. It's making money and the sin of lust. Now, I don't watch television. I don't have one. I don't want one. But they tell me these late night comics, they call them, that it's nothing but lust and risque jokes and things that allude to the sexual. And now many of our women are going without enough clothes on to hide anything. Those things lead to rape and crime. And now our young men here in the city of New Orleans, they have some sort of a trend going on. They leave their pants hanging down to their knees almost, and leaving their underwear showing, some kind of a fad. I don't know what it is. And I don't hear preachers, I don't hear our reverends of this city at all saying, "Pull up them pants, boy! Pull them up!" They don't have any daddy at home to slap them and make them mine. But listen, that is all permeating our moral fiber. We don't have it. I talked to a school teacher here in the bookstore recently, teaches in a high school here in this city. And she told me, "Pastor, I'm the only teacher in our school that requires our young men, our boys, to put their shirt tails in and pull their pants up where I can't see their underwear. I'm the only teacher in this school that requires that." But listen, oh, my friend, listen, this unregenerate world with no fear of God before their eyes and uninfluenced by the Holy Spirit lives for one thing, and that is self-indulgence and the abuse of sexual relationship. It makes my blood boil, makes my blood chill to realize that the church folks today of all denominations are living such lustful lives. It's hardly ever a week goes by or a month goes by that we don't see where some so-called high-powered evangelist is charged with absconding with the money, with taking the money and taking his secretary and living that kind of a life, my friend. And then next week they're on television going again, singing and hallelujah and clapping and stomping. But last week they were engaged in illicit sex. Oh, my friend, and folks turn the other way. They flock back there to hear. It seems like it makes them more popular. And my friend, they'll be one of those. Listen now. It shows that the church now has no power. Oh, listen. And if she has no power to grapple with her own membership, how can she influence the outside world? You say, "Pastor, that's a terrific indictment." Remember, I'm not being critical. I'm just stating facts. I'll prove it to you with this one question. Where are your young people? Where are your young people, Pastor? Are they in the prayer meeting? Are they in the church meetings? Or are they at the picture shows? Are they down at home with these damnable rental movies that you can rent that's laced with four-letter words and mixed young people sit up on the couch and listen to those things? Answer me. Where are the men of your church? Are they at prayer meeting or down at the lodge or down at the cabaret? Answer me something else, and you will spell the condition of your church. Answer me those questions. Not only are young people filling the movie houses and the picture shows and the theaters and the dance halls and the those places where they smoke dope and fall out and all that, but our preachers are bringing the movies into the church. So many of you radio listeners, write me and tell me that your churches are turned now into dance halls. It shows that your pastor has no message. The church has no power. Every time in this area, when the end of the year comes and they have the Super Bowl and the big football game, the pastor turns the church out on Sunday night and they bring the big screen TVs into the lobby and everybody brings a hamburger or a pork chop and they sit around and do away with the evening service. My friend, what would they do if the Lord came back? What would you do if you're sitting there watching some damnable show, my friend? And the Lord comes back. You know what he's going to do? He's going to say, my friend, I'm going to leave you behind. Leave you behind. Oh, my friend. Won't be no second chance. When the trumpet sounds, the Lord says, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we who are alive shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Will you be caught up, my friend? Will you? Will you be caught up? I asked you that question. Would you think with me? Don't turn the radio off and go on outside. No. And cuss a fit? No. I'm asking you kindly and gently, will you go up to be with the Lord? Oh, I don't believe that old trailblazer, he's old crackpot. Well, my friend, old crackpot is going to be with the Lord before long. That's right. Humanly speaking, I won't be here long. No, I'm 76 years old. Just about it. Oh, it won't be long. And human nature, just by our nature, we won't be here long. If we live another 10 years, won't be here long. Probably wind up with some kind of dementia or Alzheimer's or something. But my friend, I'm bringing you God's message now. The Lord has cleared my mind and given me the insight into what's going on. I see the world. I see it. I see men of high moral characters who have a side lady, they call it. Oh, my friend. And our marriages are falling apart. Why? Because of lust. Not just on the man's part, but on the woman's part. I read the stuff in the paper where men are suing their wives because of unfaithfulness for divorce and all of those things. And sleeping around, my friend. There's nothing said about our young people sleeping around. Oh, my friend. And those little old babies coming up without a daddy. And a lot of them without a mama. I saw an old elderly lady in the storehouse one day getting clothes and stuff. She had five little children, all little preschool children, 4, 5, 6 years old. And I said, lady, where are those children's mama? She said, in jail, and I got them to raise. I said, what is she in jail for? For dope, for cocaine, peddling her body as a prostitute, and now I got these five babies. Oh, my friend, hell is not going to be hot enough. The Lord's going to have to increase the heat. I tell you, my friend, we're living in perilous time. Not the stock market, not those things. No, we're living in perilous spiritual time because there's not one here and one there, hardly, who wants to know the Lord, who cares anything about their soul. And the Holy Spirit is but all but gone. No man cometh to the Son except the Father draws him. How does he draw him? By the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has been taken up almost universally. And we don't hear. We don't hear, I'm a sinner. Lord, save me, I'm a sinner. We don't hear, pastor, pray for me, I'm a sinner. We don't hear those things, my friend. No, sir. Why? Because there's nothing there. Nothing there. The Holy Spirit is not digging around hearts because men have rejected. This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. Remember, my mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.